All schools in Simcoe County affected by an ongoing labor disruption will be back in session tomorrow morning. Simcoe County District School Board, SCDSB, Chairperson Jody Lloyd said that although local board officials are still working out a few details related to some programs, public schools will reopen to in-person learning on Tuesday, November 8, following a standoff between the province and education workers represented by the Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUP. It's good news. We always want our students in school, and we know that's the best place for learning, Lloyd said. We are very pleased with this and very pleased that they are going to go back and negotiate the contract. We have always felt that was the best option to negotiate a fair agreement. We are very pleased that cooler heads have transpired. I think it's fair to everyone to have a fairly negotiated contract. Lloyd added that more information will be forthcoming as it's made available and that parents can expect to receive an update. We have 53,000 students and 7,000 staff. We have to work through all of the details in place, but yes, we will be back in class tomorrow, she said. SCDSB schools to reopen on Tuesday, November 8. Read more. https://t.co/row7s4bzmf9pic.twitter.com/9sfn2rxofu, Simcoe County District School Board, at scdsb_schools, November 7, 2022. The local Catholic board will also reopen to students first thing tomorrow morning. It will be business as usual in our schools with the resumption of student transportation, extracurricular activities, before and after school care and community use of schools, Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board Director of Education Francis Bagley wrote in an email to parents shortly before 2:30 p.m., Monday. In the meantime, we are pleased with these latest developments, and we will continue to pray for a timely and fair resolution. As always, we thank you for your support, understanding and patience, Bagley added. In a statement, the French-language Catholic school board Conseil Scolaire Catholique Mon Avenir, which has schools throughout southern Ontario, from Collingwood to Peterborough and throughout the GTA, Hamilton, Kitchener-Waterloo and Niagara regions, said its schools will also be open Tuesday, November 8. Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUP, has announced in a press conference that its members will be back to work tomorrow morning. CSC Mon Avenir schools will therefore be open tomorrow, Tuesday, November 8, and staff will be ready to welcome their students in person, stated the Mon Avenir release. Parents were happy to hear the latest developments on Monday. It's great to hear that the kids will be back in school where they belong, but this battle looks like it's far from over, said Becky Dewar, who has three school-aged children. It's good to see someone is putting the kids first for a moment. Let's hope adults can discuss and come to a middle ground soon, said Jess DeFeber, a mother of two. The decision to close schools came after CUP workers walked off the job Friday, November 4, despite the Keeping Students in Class Act that imposed a contract on the 55,000 janitors, education assistants and maintenance and invoked the notwithstanding clause, which allows the province to override Charter of Rights and Freedom sections, end bargaining and impose a contract not agreed to by CUP. Locally, CUP represents the board's custodians and maintenance workers with the public board, and custodial staff with the local Catholic board. Our focus is on kids in school. Everyone else can state what they are prioritizing, Barry Springwater Oro Medant MPP Doug Downey W. Tote in a tweet Monday afternoon, noting the province's offer, provided the largest wage increase for ed workers in over a decade and protects the most generous benefits and pension plan in the country, including 131 paid sick days per year. Our focus is on kids in school. Everyone else can state what they are prioritizing. DYK. Our offer provided the largest wage increase for ed workers in over a decade and protects the most generous benefits and pension plan in the country, including 131 paid sick days per year. https://t.co/ahvnc5hgno. Doug Downey, at Douglas Downey, November 7, 2022. CUP leaders have promised to stand down their protests in light of the provincial government's announcement Monday morning they will repeal Bill 28, which Premier Doug Ford announced during a press conference held Monday morning he is willing to rescind if the workers' union agrees to end the walkout. He also stated he is willing to be flexible and go back to the bargaining table, as long as CUP education workers get back into the classroom. In a joint press conference that brought together public and private sector unions representing millions of workers across Ontario and Canada to show their solidarity and join opposition to Bill 28, Laura Walton, president of CUPE's Ontario School Board Council of Unions, stated they will collapse protest sites starting first thing Tuesday. "We hope this is met with the same good faith by this government in a new proposal at the bargaining table as soon as possible. I will be clear, we're here waiting right now. Time is ticking." The lowest paid education workers took on the Ford Conservatives and won. Bill 28 will be repealed. Now it's time for a good deal. Hashtag Onpoly, hashtag Onted, hashtag CanLab. CUPE Ontario, at CUPE Ontario, November 7, 2022. Walton confirmed CUPE workers will be at work tomorrow morning, and the union will be back at the bargaining table. When asked about potential strike actions in the future, Walton said CUPE hoped to return to the bargaining table tonight, but that strike action was not off the table, since it's part of Canadian bargaining rights. She said strike action would require a 5-day notice. "We're not going into this with our eyes on a strike. We're going into this with our eyes on getting a real deal," said Walton. "These workers need to be able to afford to go to work. I'm glad CUPE has agreed to withdraw its strike action so kids can return to class. We'll be back at the table to negotiate a fair deal for students, parents, workers and taxpayers." Doug Ford, at Ford Nation, November 7, 2022.